Flint, water wars against the poor. If ever one wondered about the efficacy of a state government imposing officials on local government, Flint, Michigan has answered that question forever. In April 2014, the state-appointed emergency manager, in order to save money, ordered that the city's water source be changed from Lake Huron to the notoriously polluted Flint River. The switch unleashed a citywide disaster of disease, destruction, and death. Flint was a toxic river, rich in lead, a major pollutant that has devastating effects on brain development, speech, and IQ levels, especially in children. As soon as it was pumped out into municipal water systems, the waters leached lead from the old pipes and sped it to some 99,000 homes in the city. Flint is now a poisoned city because of its toxic water. It also illustrates how officials from afar can cause a catastrophe at home. Now, tens of thousands of children who drank the water and were bathed in the water may suffer lifelong problems, skin diseases, cognitive impairment, speech deficits, and more. The state, being penny wise and pound foolish, has created a problem that may last for generations. The state's emergency manager created an emergency. The Michigan example of the politics of austerity will cause problems that will cost billions of dollars to resolve, if ever. The politics of ignoring the problems of the poor erupt like lava, demanding national attention. Michigan, by the way, is named after the Chippewa words Michigamma, meaning great water. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will be remembered not for great water, but for toxic water. For Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.